Well, the Moy Park business is actually part of an overall global business, which is owned by Marfrig. Marfrig are based in Brazil. As part of the parent company, have been involved with the World Cup, the last two World Cups. So in South Africa, they got involved, and in Brazil. So actually, as I say, our parent company is based in Brazil. The World Cup is in Brazil, and it's a natural link.
As part of a bigger company then, was there much intercompany rivalry or competition to get the sponsorship?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we're leading with the Moy Park brand, which is a great opportunity. We've been supporting the Moy Park brand here in Ireland for a number of years, and we were able to demonstrate to our colleagues in Brazil that it was a great opportunity to use the World Cup to expand Moy Park beyond the island of Ireland, and we have ambitions to do that, and this is a great opportunity.
What sort of process is involved in pitching for something like this, and when does it begin?
Well, as I say, we go back. We were involved in the 2010 World Cup, so it goes back a number of years. We established a relationship with FIFA very earlier on and committed to doing both the 2010 and 2014.
You're one of the official sponsors with some really big multinational companies. What does this involve in terms of getting to the next stage and broadening your customer base?
Well, it's a natural link. We have ambitions, as I say, to grow the Moy Park brand globally. We see this as the biggest sporting event in the world. We will see Moy Park around the pitch side. People will get a great opportunity to see our brand, get a brand awareness, and that gives us a great platform to deliver on some of our ambitions to grow the brand across Europe.
You've mentioned what the sponsorship will give to you, but what do you have to give to FIFA in return? Is it produce? Or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we are the official sponsor in the food category, so we are a healthy product. You know, it's chicken, and it's very much linked with sporting, so there is a natural fit there. So we're very keen to see some of those big, iconic sporting people consuming our products when they're out in Brazil.
Were there any risks involved in taking on kind of sponsorship like this?
I don't see it as a risk at all. I think there is, as I say, a very natural link between professional sport, people playing at the highest level, and us as a healthy alternative in terms of a healthy protein. So I don't see there's any risk there at all.
And are you involved in any other sports sponsorship in the area?
Well, we see sponsorships as being a very important part of the overall brand awareness mix. So we are involved with the European Tour, the Irish Open. We've supported that for the last couple of years. And we also get very heavily involved and actively involved in local communities and supporting rugby and things like soccer. We're also involved with as an official sponsor of the Tyrone GAA, for example. So again, we get involved on a local basis, and that's part of our corporate social responsibility of giving back to the community.
You've obviously got bases across Europe. How many people do you employ in those areas?
Well, we employ over 12,000 people across 16 sites. So we've got people based in Ireland, based in England, based in France and Holland.